Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The fact that you're bringing the camera out, but it seems like you're not that skilled at riding the bike doing the camera.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have to. That's a talent to that.
As a kid, were you ever able to ride your bike without your hands on the handlebars?
Yeah.
I don't want to share these photos because the legs are all cut up. They are kind of nasty. All right. It is the just throw that in. So what are we doing addendum? Welcome to Jackson to the Greg Hill Show. Greg is back Friday. Curtis on Baby Watch. Red Sox talk. Kevin Durant talk over the weekend, and it continues. Mannix is pushing it. Avery Johnson is pushing it.
And remember, I told you, I'm going to tell you why
yes.
The Celtics do need to sign him.
All right.
The number one reason.
Why the Celtics need to trade for Durant.
Yes.
From Wiggy next.
We live in a world where we on our phones and on TV, and you know, we see all the things about we can't play together, and you know, everybody in the media is saying that, you know, one of us got to go. You know, we just had to talk about, you know, we both want to be here and we both want to figure it out, because there's not many players in a league, you know, like JB. The grass ain't always greener. I think the most important thing is we both want it extremely bad. We want to try to figure it out together.
There we go, Wiggs. Both want to be here. The grass ain't always greener. That Jaylen Brown. Mm-hmm. And you are scared he's going to want out of here.
What did he say? That was Tatum.
Well, Brown was in there, too. It was a collage, no?
No, that was Tatum.
Is that all Tatum, yeah. Shimey? All Tatum.
That was all Tatum.
Yeah, and Tatum goes, there's not many players out there like Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Now there's a player out there who's much better than Jaylen Brown, Kevin Durant. And the number one, I would say, maybe the 1A reason on why you do trade for Kevin Durant, because you keep him out of the Eastern Conference. Because if there are reports that he could be going to Miami, or he could be going to Toronto, or, you know, you want to keep him out of the Eastern Conference. And why let him go somewhere that you now have to see him in your conference? So that's probably the 1A reason.
Well, he's in your conference. You swept him last year.
Right.
It's not automatic wherever he goes, he's going to bring a title.
But if he goes to a team where he feels like a Miami, if he goes to that team, aren't they going to be considered a favorite?
With Jimmy Butler and Bam as their big three? Because they have to trade everybody else.
Jimmy Butler and Bam.
I mean, Butler was pretty good up until the missed shot.
Listen, they were, before he requested a trade, and Shime will probably tell you this, they were third when it came to odds on winning the NBA title.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of teams, there were a lot of people in Vegas who thought, with him and Kyrie coming back, that they were going to be a team that was going to contend. So wherever he goes, short of maybe going to Toronto, wherever he goes, I think if he goes to Boston, Boston instantly becomes the team that we heard takes you to real championship contender.
But they're there already after the Brogdon trade. Right now, the betting favorite in Vegas. There are some like you, Wiggy, though, that are in on the KD trade. Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated writes, Celtics made a splashy move, but is Kevin Durant next? The disgruntled Nets superstar would vault Boston from title contender to perennial favorite. The only thing, Courtney, that gives me even patience for Wiggy is the Jaylen Brown liking of that tweet last week.
Yeah.
That does worry me. That, and you talked to him apparently at a hookah bar, so that's secondary. That's 1A. Whatever he said to Wiggy has him spooked. The Jalen
now
wants
I know
out.
Why Wiggy's on this so hard because he I kept was that on close it before. To his. But we don't know when this meeting happened. So this meeting might
I didn't
have
say
happened.
It was a meeting. You said it was a meeting.
Well, whenever you met him, whenever you saw him out,
you chopped it up. In your
chopping
words,
it up.
Yeah. You chopped it up a
yep.
bit.
Right.
Chopping
that's a meeting.
That's not a meeting.
Okay.
No, where you come from, then we don't call that a meeting.
But you got something out of it. You got a little vibe.
Yeah.
You got some. You got a report.
And Wiggy, I completely hear Wiggy when he's saying that if they run it back and it's not great, mm-hmm. Jalen's going to want out eventually. And that worries me, too. But I do think that KD comes here, doesn't like the vibes, whatever goes wrong, he's going to want out immediately, too. So I'd rather take my chances on Jalen Brown than throw it all up in the air and hope KD comes and saves the day.
See, I think Brown is more likely to want out than KD, right? KD has already wanted out of Brooklyn. Right. He's already went from Oklahoma City to Golden State. So
Yeah, but he's sort of embraced the bad guy now. Don't you think has become the guy that jumps programs and he's fine with it?
But no, I don't think he is. I think because there's a lot of conversation out there, especially with Steph Curry winning another championship, you know, without him, there's been a lot of conversation about like, you know, KD's got to prove that he can do it mm-hmm. without a guy like Curry. Right. So I think it's. Where Jalen is, this would be his first technically jumping ship. So if you don't win a championship, Jalen's got this year and next year. Are the Celtics, or let's say, does Jalen want to be here long term?
But even if he leaves, which I agree would be pretty damaging, isn't Tatum enough of a guy now? He's at the Hampton party mm-hmm. over the weekend that he could entice Beal. He could get other stars to come
right,
here and replace it.
But why not get a star who already wants out when you could get a Kevin Durant?
Because Durant doesn't want to come here. He hates Boston.
No, he doesn't.
He ripped the city last year.
He was coming here a couple years ago. They were second on
his... He
was not
coming here.
Well, they were second on his list.
You sent Brady. You sent your best and
you couldn't get him to come here.
You
sent Kelly Olynyk.
Okay, well, he was, yeah.
So
was
he probably a bad move. He probably looked at it and goes, okay, this team... Me going there isn't enough for me to win a championship. So that's why he ended up going to Golden State. Now he knows he can look at it, and especially we've heard Kevin Durant, and I don't know, Sean, if we have audio of it, how he talks about Jason Tatum.
Yeah, those two I think would get along, except Courtney's right. You worry about the Tatum not being the guy anymore dynamic. Is he willing to take a backseat to Durant for 2 years?
I don't think he has an issue with that.
Oh,
You never seen him liking tweets. You never seen him kind of being a guy who, when you
yeah, but he got a taste of it. You would agree. This year, he finally became a star. He got the NBA Finals
yeah,
stage.
I got no issues with that. But he doesn't seem like when you look at this, the relationship right now between Brown and Tatum, who seems, in your opinion, that they feel like they're disrespected more. Tatum or Brown?
Well, Tatum got crushed after the NBA final. If you listen to sports talk in this town for a week after the NBA final.
If we didn't have the liked tweet, I would say Tatum. But we have the liked tweet, mm-hmm. so that's why. And that's why I think it was a mistake that he did it. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that was going to be the headline for every sports broadcast, for every radio show, for everything. It was going to be that liked tweet. If that liked tweet never happened, I would have said Tatum thought
so
he was more disrespected.
You really feel like if that tweet never happened... You think?
Yeah, Jalen never really spoke out about anything.
No. But when people talked about the Celtics, mm-hmm. whose team did they say it was?
Tatum's.
Okay, so he doesn't feel disrespected in any. He might feel disrespected in maybe people saying he's not a superstar. That's one thing. But I'm talking about when you look at these two guys, who feels more disrespected that this is not their team?
I would have said Tatum before the liked tweet.
But you just said that if I asked you before the tweet, if I asked 100 people...
Whose team it was, yeah. It was Tatum's, yeah.
So how does that make...
Because some people were saying it's not Tatum's team. I always said, I don't think that Jalen Brown...
Who said that?
There were plenty of people back at the beginning of the season and then during the finals that were like, Tatum is not a superstar, this is not Tatum's team,
no,
he falls off the face of the earth.
Maybe a superstar, but if you were to ask 1,000 people, 900 people would say... This is Jason Tatum's team. Yeah, you might find a handful of people who say it's Jalen Brown's team.
Right.
But the majority of people would say this is Tatum's team.
I would say there's a big group that would say it's their team. It's a dual team. There would.
No.
I know you don't agree with that. There would be a lot of people that would say that.
I think more so now. I think Courtney's right. It is now a shared team.
Yeah.
Yep. After the finals, Jalen outplayed Jason.
No, you both are wrong on this, because if you look at the finals, he outplayed him in one game. That was game six. The other three losses in the finals that they had, Tatum had more points than Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Tatum was more of a factor the every series leading up to.
But if you're a superstar, it should be way bigger of a jump.
I'm not disputing you on people saying Jason Tatum wasn't a superstar and maybe him feeling disrespected in that way. Mm-hmm. That I understand. But I'm talking about when you look at these two guys, because I think the root of the problem for Tatum and Brown is here. Neither one of them wants to kind of say, all right, I'll chill in the passenger seat. You drive. This is your car. I understand that. And I think it's more Brown having to accept that role. And he don't want to. That's why he wants his own team. He don't want to be looked at as Robin. He feels that he's a Batman.
Does Durant want to play here? This is what he said. This is a long time ago now, 6 years ago, 2016, when they were first trying to convince him to come here. Shine found some of the audio from KD back then.
They're looking forward to it. You know, some of the best fans in the world, and definitely support their team. So I'm looking forward to it. I like the city a lot. I like the city a lot. It's cold, but you know, they love sports here. They love, you know, it's a family atmosphere. I feel when I walk around the city. So yeah, I like it a lot.
There you
Sounds
go.
Pretty good there.
Yep.
Now you go back to the Nets series after the bottle was thrown at Kyrie. He was not. I don't know. Do we have that audio, Shime? See if you can find that. But he was in the background.
Yes,
and it was not kind to the city of Boston.
Yeah, he had said that there are things that he felt like happened in Boston before, right? But that's, you know, I think a lot of players think that. You don't think Jason Tatum thought that before he got to Boston?
Yeah, I have no idea, but he's never said it. This guy said it and directly as the opponent last year, and those words are pretty. I mean, I think
this was 2 years ago when he said it. This was the whole Kyrie Irving bottle incident where Kyrie said, you know, fans out here were racist, and Durant kind of came to his defense and like, yeah, I can understand why he would say that.
But if you're Brad Stevens, you have to factor that in when because here the trade is there. It's Jaylen, a first round pick, and either Grant or Marcus.
Right.
According to Chris Mannix, that gets the trade done.
Okay.
If Durant wants to come here. But if you're Brad Stevens, you got to worry about the chemistry. You have to worry about, will Durant like it here? Will the fans
treat
him well?
No, you don't have to worry about that. We know how we are as fans. 1 week we didn't want AB. The next week when he was here, we loved him. So we know how fans are in Boston. Let's not get it twisted. If KD's donning a Celtics jersey, rocking a number 7, we will be sitting here talking about how this guy is the greatest basketball player to ever walk the face of the earth.
He plays, you think?
Oh, of course we will. The issue is going to come down to, when you're Brad Stevens, how does he get along with the coach, and how does he get along with my superstar, who's Jason Tatum? And it seems like, based off what we know, he really respects Ime and loves Ime, and he respects Jason Tatum, and he thinks that Tatum is on that level to basically being a very similar to player to himself. Like, it's almost like I would be passing him the knowledge of my skill set because he's very similar to me as a player.
But at Golden State, before he popped the Achilles, he and Draymond were not getting along.
But you don't
was going bad then.
But you don't have that Draymond type of player here.
And you got Marcus Smart. He's not Draymond, but he's, who knows?
Maybe
you trade him.
Maybe that's why you would trade him, because Draymond is that type of player that he's going to be barking the same way with Marcus Smart.
Right.
And when you have superstars that go, wait a second, you're barking at me and you score 5 points a game. And, you know, I think a lot of players in sports find that to be like, hold on, don't be barking at me. And I think that's what KD had issues with. We seems like Brown and both Tatum had issues with Marcus Smart barking at him like that. You know, role players should not be barking at the superstar.
All right, Jeff Goodman joins us at 9 from Stadium, the preferred NBA insider of the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And he knows
his take
stuff.
On this.
Yeah,
yes, he
good.
Does.
He's
we'll get
plugged.
Your calls on this. Would you trade Jaylen for KD? It's still out there, 617-779-7937. It could be for a while. Little Red Sox talk this hour, too, and Courtney has some details of their win yesterday in trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Love is now electric with the all-new, all-electric 2023 Subaru Solterra. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. The Red Sox shut out the Rays last night 4-0, extending a five-game home-winning streak. The season series now tied at 2 apiece. Here's Alex Cora reviewing yesterday's pitching as featured on last night's Red Sox postgame show. Presented by Nissan, choose Nissan today. There's no escaping summer savings at the Nissan Summer Event. Shop NissanUSA.com.
Yeah, I mean, great job by the pitching department, you know, starting with AD. He had good stuff. He hasn't pitched in a while. He's been healthy. I know a lot of people has asked if he's been hurt. It's just kind of like just the games have dictated, you know, to stay away from him. And you know, we were able to do this because of the other guys, right? So he did an amazing job for two. Cutter, you know, well, he makes all his pitches. It was impressive. Good breaking ball, good cutter. Good changeup, and the fastball played, and he was under control until the last hitter. It was really good to see. And then John, you know, we were debating how we're going to do this with Tanner and John. If they both pitched today, they were going to be down for tomorrow. So we just decided to go with John in that situation, finish it, and we got Tanner for tomorrow's game.
And when you look at the pitching, you look at Nathan Eovaldi, you look at Chris Sale, you look at Rich Hill. Are you worried about injuries when it comes to these guys?
You have to be. But for Bloom, this was huge. To get Cutter Crawford to have this kind of performance. And after Friday, they blew another lead, blew a 4-0 lead in Chicago. It was awful. Robles blew a 6th save. And Schreiber has been amazing. He's talking about Schreiber there. 0.66 ERA. Mm-hmm. As bad as your bullpen is, this guy has been unbelievable. Yep. Incredible find.
Yep. Well, let's see who pulls ahead with the Rays and Red Sox series. First pitch tonight at 7:10 with Nick Pivetta on the mound. You can tune in right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And make sure to join Mutt for the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 6:10, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your summer at visitma.com. And quickly, a letter from Brittany Griner was sent to the White House today, making a direct appeal to President Biden for her freedom. Just one quote from it. She says, "As I sit here in a Russian prison, alone with my thoughts and without the protection of my wife, family, friends, Olympic jersey, or any other accomplishments, I'm terrified I might be here forever."
Yeah, it is crazy, man, how they, it is. I was watching ESPN and wanted like the female basketball analyst said this, and she ain't lying. Like, it is crazy how they just, like, the American kind of, like, sports media and big, powerful people have just kind of been like, yeah, whatever. Where they, she said if it was Brady or LeBron, it would be all over ESPN. Yeah. So it is pretty funny that...
And it's been since February, which I just can't wrap my head around what she's probably been through and how scared she must be over there. So... a story that I don't care about the news cycle should continue to be in the headlines. Yeah. That's what's trending. Here is Shine with your weather.
Oh, big shout out to Bobby Greer. I don't know if you remember Bobby Greer. He used to be the, and I remember him from when I first was trying out for the Patriots. Big shout out. You see that his son, Mike Greer, first black GM.
Oh, I saw that
for the San Jose Sharks.
For the San Jose Sharks. And his other son, we obviously know Chris Greer, is GM down in Miami, but... first black GM for the San Jose Sharks.
Wow, so he has two sons. One's a GM in football, the other a GM in hockey. That's impressive.
Yeah,
that's
remember, obviously Chris Greer played in the NHL and everything, but I remember him and always talking about son playing hockey when he was here with New England, because he was the GM for New England during like the Pete Carroll days. Big shout out to him.
And your weather, currently 73 degrees in the city of Boston. The high today, 84. Ken, don't worry. You don't need to get your ponchos out quite yet. The rain probably won't start till late in the 9 o'clock hour, so hopefully by then the Red Sox will have a lead and have already played 5 full innings. So
how about the Wimbledon weather today? Got Joker on the dish, whatever it is.
Oh, that's
on the
been
pitch,
big all weekend.
8:30 a.m.
Is that out? Is that over across the pond?
Across the pond, yeah. Get that next
okay, report. I'll have that. I'll have that for the next weather report. Sorry.
To close the roof. Goodman coming up at 9. Red Sox trade deadline is not that far away, Wiggy.
What are they
got a month?
And that's why I told you about this.
This is going to be a bizarre month for pitching.
I want to know what you would do. Yeah, I know what Shine would do, but I want to know what you would do if you were Heim Bloom.
Okay, I'll tell you that. Plus, take your KD calls as we continue with the regular morning show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Somewhere, Greg is listening to this in Italy.
Kicking
back to Seeger on a boat in the Amalfi Coast.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be back Friday, we think, flights permitting. And he'll dive right back into the Deshaun Watson, Kevin Durant news, which refuses to go away.
Well, Durant is going to be here for a minute, which I'm all on board until the Celtics make this happen.
Because the Nets have more leverage if they wait, right? So they're going to drag this out and try to get the best offer.
Yeah, because they know he wants out.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have to trade him, technically. I mean, this is the problem with the NBA. Nobody technically has to let any of these stars out of their deal, but they always do.
Right.
Eventually. I guess it's just the guy won't play. They'll just sit out.
And we don't really think, like, Durant doesn't seem like that guy. Like, say what you want about Durant. He's a guy that shows up. He's not like a Kyrie, right, where you're going to be like, all right, is this guy going to show up? You know, he'll show up. He'll play. So if you're Brooklyn, you kind of know that. And now it just becomes, where is the best deal for us to send Durant to? Because he might have some say, but sooner or later they're going to be like, listen, Kevin, we can't send you to Miami. So where else would you want to go? Here are the teams that we have that have given us good options. Which one of those teams would you want to go to? And if the Celtics are on that list, why would you not want, if you're Kevin Durant, why would you not want to come to a team that you know was two games away from winning the championship?
It's just you look at Phoenix and you look at Miami, and they have similar, I would say, cultures that, mm-hmm. that he would want to go to, both warm weather, both right. have a good nightlife scene if you want to go down that road.
Mm-hmm.
Boston just seems so different than what he
Pretty
wants.
Good nightlife scene. Wiggy met Randall the Jalen at a hookah bar.
Well, yeah, I mean,
so
yeah.
KD can get in that circle.
Yeah, but KD's not really a big nightlife dude, so the
but
nightlife
you know what
don't
I mean? That Phoenix and Miami are more similar. You come
yeah.
to Boston, it's...
But I think that, see, that's...
Because you were on that train for
right.
a bit, that
but
Boston's
that's certain,
culture.
That's certain players, though. Certain players, that has to be something that they
yeah,
want.
Tristan Thompson.
Right, where Kevin Durant is not that type of dude, right? Yeah. So I think the biggest thing for him is going to be more about where can he go and have the best chance of winning. Because, yeah, the nightlife might be good in Miami,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it's good in Phoenix. I
yeah.
don't know. I've never been there. But those are probably unrealistic places for Brooklyn to send him. So now he's going to have to figure out, okay, where are the realistic places for me to go? And then what would be, then he would go, okay, what's my chances of winning if I go to this place? Like if I go to Toronto, what's my chances of winning a Toronto, winning a championship, or winning in Boston? Because I think for Kevin Durant, it's more about him winning a championship than anything.
Yeah. 617-779-7937. Goodman will join us at 9. He put out a poll this week. Another poll was kind of a question. Would you do the deal? Celtics fans, Jaylen Brown, first-round pick, and Marcus Smart. According to his poll, 63% of the respondents would not do it. He was surprised by that. Goodman got a little blowback from one of the Celtics writers and who was basically saying, if you're a Celtics fan, why would you want to do this? You have a team that was two wins away. You're a fan of
players. Now you want to blow
players.
It up. Now
you're not blowing it up.
You are. It is a drastic
so annoying.
Risk. It's a risk.
It is so annoying for these NBA writer hodos that think they know what they're taught. It's so annoying. Throw the chemistry stuff out the window to a certain extent. It is about.
That's all you're saying is that the chemistry's off. You're the one doing the chemistry
right.
thing.
And so the chemistry to me isn't about, you keep saying blow it up. You're not blowing it, the whole thing up. You are replacing Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown.
That's blowing
according
it up.
To Scal. Scal sat here and said, if you trade Marcus Smart, you take away everything this team is built around and about. The whole defensive identity of the team is gone.
You still got Robert Williams.
I'm okay with that.
For 10 minutes a game.
So that could be true. So you're replacing, you're not blowing it up. You are replacing Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant.
Who were the top three players on the Celtics team last season?
Tatum, Brown, and you would probably say Smart.
So then you're blowing it up. If you are trading away two of the three biggest players, you're blowing it up for a guy that, yes, is a superstar, but who knows what he could do here. We blew them out when we played them in the postseason.
Right.
Like, he was part of that team.
But
I know.
You're not
I know.
Blowing it up. You are replacing two players.
Two of your best players.
With a player. Is Kevin Durant better than both of those players?
And he wasn't the last time we saw him play.
It's a simple question. Is he better than both
overall,
of those?
Overall, yes.
Okay.
Last time we saw him play, no.
So he's better than both of those guys. So all you're doing is inserting Durant. You still have this team that you've kind of built with Malcolm Brogdon, with Gallinari. You got Robert Williams, who is not potentially is not going to be part of that trade. So you're replacing those two guys. No big deal. You're not removing. You're not saying, all right, we're giving you everybody else, and now all we got is Tatum and KD. That's the problem. The problem is you need to win a championship.
I agree.
And with Brown, Tatum, and Smart, you're not winning a championship.
See, that's where it's flawed. I mean, now that you added Brogdon, you're not giving Brogdon enough credit. That's a great move.
No, you're giving him too much credit.
Shai approves of the move, but also approves of the Durant trade. That's what I don't get about Shai.
Because
Yes, because I agree with Wiggy. I think the Malcolm Brogdon trade was a great trade. Good job by Brad. Great trade. It's not going to put you over the top. This is my issue. I talked about this. I yelled at Fitzy about this on Saturday because he is in the same boat as you, Ken. He thinks, run it back. This team will be great, especially mm-hmm. now that you have Brogdon.
Right.
Smart guy. The Bucks are getting better next year because Middleton's going to be back. Like, if Durant goes to the Heat are only going to be better, and you barely beat both of those teams in the playoffs last year, and then you lost to the Warriors. You need to get better because your competition is getting better. So in order to do that, you have to make a move for a superstar, and you have to continue to get better because all that matters is titles. It doesn't matter if you're in the Eastern Conference Finals every year if you're not going to win the title.
Right.
Let's go to Steve in the truck. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Ken. Ken, one of the rare times I agree with you. Mm-hmm. You know what, Wiggy? I love you, but you guys are on a pipe dream with this Kevin Durant garbage. First of all, let's put it this way. Jaylen Brown's 25. Durant's what, 34?
33.
He's close to 34. Mm-hmm. He stays there 2 years. He's 36. He's in the twilight of his career. Jaylen Brown is just getting into his prime. So if he leaves, you're stuck with him and Tatum, and that's it. You've got nothing else. I don't want to hear you got Brogdon. Yeah, he's going to be all right, a film player. And you got Rob Williams. He's not going to do as much for you either. He's going to do all right, but not as much as you would have had if you had Jaylen Brown here, too. I think you're going to make another move, but you don't need Kevin Durant. First of all, he disrespects the city. You talk about disrespect, He stood there behind Kyrie saying, the whole world knows they're racist. So you know what? Kiss my ass, Kevin Durant. Goodbye. I think you've got to add another integral piece to this game and not a Kevin Durant. I'm sorry. He's a cancer. I don't like him. I don't think anybody likes him here. And I don't think he'll ever be accepted here. So if that's what you want here, go ahead. Guarantee in 2 years they're going to be back where they were. They're not going to win a championship. I'm sorry. Not with him.
Well, I can guarantee you this. In 2 years, you're just going to have Jason Tatum. You won't have Jaylen Brown.
But he can get you Beal. He can get you somebody else. He can entice another star to come to Boston if he's still here. And if, put yourself in Wick's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Wick is better off going the safe route. Because if they lose this way, very few people are going to say you should have traded for Durant last summer. You'll be one. I'm sure you'll look back and say that. But most Celtics fans right now, all the polls say they want to stay the course. They want to keep Jaylen.
Yep.
If he makes the trade for Durant and it blows up and he's gone in a year, then they're cooked.
So, but if he doesn't make the trade and Durant goes somewhere and they have a spectacular year and he takes that team to a championship, you're going to sit there and go, that could have been us. The same way you did it with the same way you did it with Kawhi Leonard. And you go, wait a second, you don't want to give up Jaylen Brown for Kawhi Leonard? And then Kawhi Leonard ends up going to Toronto, and they win a title. Now, granted, it was a one and done, but you got a Toronto fans got a championship out of it.
But we don't even know that if we're in the running for KD. Like this, I don't think if KD goes somewhere else and wins a championship, we're going to be like, that could have been us, because it's not really if his top two teams.
Well, you said they did check with the Celtics. There was a report that the Nets at least checked.
But I don't think KD wants to come here.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I mean, I agree.
He don't have a choice.
Yeah, he does. It's the NBA.
No, it's not. It is the NBA, but it's still about the franchise knowing we're not just going to give up a great asset for nothing.
Speaking of Kawhi, he could go there, right? Clippers? They'll find a way to get those two together. Kawhi's with the Clippers, right?
Yeah, Kawhi's with the Clippers.
I can see that happening.
Kawhi and Paul George. But John Wall went there. Would you trade George?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't.
For Durant?
Kyrie want to go to the Clippers? Yeah. Wasn't there talk about that?
He wants to go anywhere.
Yeah, I think it looks like he's going to go to the Lakers. Yeah, it's possible that KD could end up anywhere. But if you're if you're Brooklyn, who are you getting back for if you send them to the Clippers?
Yeah, George. Plus four first-round picks or whatever they can, you know, if they have those. I don't even know.
Right, I know. So I feel like when you start to look at the packages, it's no different when we had the Brady discussion about this a few years ago. Every team should be trying to get Kevin Durant. Like every team should be going after Brady.
Mind you, you were the one that said everybody should go after Harden, and that blew up in two teams' faces, potentially, at least one.
No. If you looked at it, and there were numbers out there, Harden and Joel Embiid had the best pick and roll numbers in all of the NBA, and then ultimately Joel Embiid got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Injuries are going to derail anything, so it doesn't matter. But if you looked at the chemistry that they had, that's why he's willing to go back to Philadelphia. Now he fell up. Listen, he disappeared in the playoffs again. James Harden.
860 texter Wiggy, Durant has never gone anywhere that didn't have a star-studded team to win a title.
Well, you have a star-studded team. You have Jason Tatum.
Yeah, but not if you trade one of your big three, you admit, Marcus Smart plus Jaylen.
But those guys are not those guys. That wasn't a real
big three.
But that's not a real big three.
That's a fake big three.
Yeah,
they made the NBA Finals. Now the Red Sox had a pretty good win yesterday. Shaky weekend. They lost 2 out of 3 in Chicago. Trade deadline is not that far away. Strange month of July leading into this. We already know they're going to play a bunch of division games. So fine, you're going to find out about your team somewhat, Wiggy. But you have all these guys injured or coming back or just coming back. Plus, Brian Baio, their top pitching prospect, goes tomorrow. I could definitely see a scenario, you kind of alluded to this earlier in the show, where Chaim Bloom sees Chris Sale almost back.
Mm-hmm.
He sees Whitlock coming back, Eovaldi coming back.
Right.
And they say, as an organization, you guys are going to have Sam Kennedy on the front office report Thursday, and he's going to say the best trades you make are the ones you don't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're going to hold on to their prospects, and they're going to hope these guys come back, and that's enough addition at the deadline. They don't really need to add. And they don't bring in a couple of pieces, although he did last year. Bloom did do that last year.
Yep.
They brought in Robles, who was good for a year, and then he sucks. But anyway, what do you think Bloom will do with all these different moving parts in the pitching staff?
I don't think he does anything. I think he is the type of guy that wants to see his prospects He wants to be the guy that says, told you so, and that's what he's kind of getting. The guys that have been called up have been doing okay, and I think he's going to ride that out.
Yeah, but and ownership wants that.
Right.
Yeah, that's why they hired him.
But ownership wants to win. Ownership wants to win. They want
to
win.
To a point. I think gone are the days when they are taking on the luxury tax hits, which, by the way, Wick is taking on $60 million in luxury tax money, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give Wick credit for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should be willing to do that.
Well, a lot of NBA teams can't.
Look at Golden State. They did it, and what did it do for them? It got them a championship. Yeah, right. The other Red Sox, it should be the same approach. Right? Do you feel like this team is good enough? If you're the Red Sox front office and ownership, do you look at this team and go, this team is good enough to win a World Series?
They just hung in there and took 2 out of 3 from the Astros, right, if I'm not mistaken. So that's one of the best teams in baseball right now. Yankees division, not so much. Mm-hmm. They look like they're missing a guy.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're missing an ace reliever and probably a first baseman.
Right. And you had those same issues last year.
They should trade for Schwarber. They should honestly get him back again. Can they make a deal for Schwarber? Unfortunately, the Phillies are kind of in it, aren't they?
No, because if you wanted Schwarber back, you would have just re-signed him.
But that was great. They traded for him, and that woke Bobby D up, and he was amazing for the rest of the way.
Right.
But I threw this name out a couple weeks ago. I know Lou has mentioned it. Josh Bell of the Nationals, switch-hitting first baseman.
Okay.
That's one piece.
All right.
And then definitely get a reliever in here. Daniel Bard is the name that's most often thrown about because people know who he is.
Right.
There's a bunch of unknown relievers at the deadline. But those two.
But that's what needs to be done. If you're Chaim Bloom and you don't do that, then you're telling me we get into this thing that we had last year. And we even talked to Nathan Eovaldi about this. And he went radio silence afterwards. Mm-hmm. Where players are looking at it and go, well, wait a second. Why didn't we do anything?
Right.
Why didn't we bring guys in?
And Bloom will say, look at Winkowski. Look at Siebold. Look at Cutter Crawford. To Courtney's point, we mm-hmm. have these young guys who we believe in that we didn't trade at past
right.
deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have rookies contributing. I'm not trading them.
You know who else was a young guy that they believed in, too, was Benny Biceps. How's he doing?
Pretty good, actually.
Where?
There was a report the Yankees are going to trade for him.
Where?
Well, the Royals.
Right.
Yeah, he's marooned in Kansas City.
Yeah, you moved on from, you know what I mean? So you moved on from a young player that when he first came up, hey, he looked the part, right? We even gave him a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more about if you have a team that is a real contender, and that's the question. Do people believe that this Red Sox team this year is a real World Series contender?
Well, that's why I asked Kennedy about the identity of this team, because it's so all over the place. But we're going to have, a clear identity for the team come the next 17 games. And you could say, who cares about the fact that they haven't won a series against an AL East team? That's kind of crazy. 0-7?
Do you feel like this team is a World Series contender?
I have no idea. No
well,
idea.
Definitely gonna be right now, they're the number one wild card. They are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
by definition,
World Series contender right. is different than a wild card team.
I think they're close. I don't think they're quite a legit contender yet. I think they need to add a couple things.
Well, they beat the Yankees head-to-head last year.
Right.
They couldn't beat the Astros. They're in the mix, though. I mean, they're
so
they
you
can hang with those teams.
So
they're
you want them to make a big splash.
Yeah, I mean,
they can't run it back with the same cast of characters they got and expect to win a World Series, right?
The postseason is fluky, but,
I didn't ask,
but yes,
I didn't,
yes,
right.
yes. I want to see them
similar,
make a trade,
very
but
similar,
it depends on who.
Very similar to the Celtics.
I don't want to trade Brian Baio or somebody
well,
good.
No, very similar to the Celtics, right? So this was a team last year that we could say was, you know, a couple tweaks? A couple outs away from getting to a World Series. So now
that's true.
Now you have to look at and go, okay, we can't just run it back because that didn't work for us last year. So now we got to figure out, what do we need to do differently this year? It isn't about just basic tweaks. It's about we need to get a real first baseman, or we need to make sure we have real bullpen help. So when we do,
they only have 18 blown saves. I don't know what you're talking about.
Only have 18 blown saves.
That's an anomaly. Could happen to anybody.
So when we get to the playoffs, we don't have to have bullpen by committee. We'll know.
Would that be bad?
But it's the same thing as the 13. You say it's an anomaly, but didn't the 13 team have, the most walk-offs in the league? Just because it's an anomaly doesn't mean in that season it won't help you or hurt you win the title.
Well, Bloom will say, we're going to have Whitlock back. We're going to be able to use Pivetta in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Sale available in the bullpen if we need. So he's going to say, and Schreiber will be your closer, and maybe
mm-hmm.
Tanner Houck. I honestly would trade Houck. I would trade Tanner Houck because of the COVID issue, as
right.
we said last week. Flip him for somebody good that comes
so
in.
So why wouldn't you trade Chris
Sale? You're going to trade Tanner Houck for another bullpen arm?
Yes, somebody
you're just
that can play
swap
against Toronto.
Bullpen arms?
Yes. So why he's got value.
So why wouldn't you do that with Chris Sale? Because you feel like there's no value there?
Sale's different. There's no value. His contract is huge. Nobody's going to take him.
What about Bobby D?
Bobby D, you're stuck with. You're not going to get anything for him.
We also don't know if Chris Sale may have a different situation than the last time we talked to him.
Yeah, who knows?
We haven't talked to him in a bit.
He's going to be in Worcester. Sellout crowd already went.
Oh, you saying he might have got vaccinated?
Maybe.
All right, more of your calls. Goodman at top of the hour. I don't want to take TC now. That's going to take several minutes. Yeah, he's going to be all over you, Wiggy. You know that.
Yeah, of course.
Always, always is. It's the Greg Hill Show. No Greg, no Curtis. Ken Laird in. Shimey's here. It's the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
You were in Boston. You always had such good things to say about the crowds there and the feeling of playing at the Garden. What do you expect now that there's going to actually be people there in the building as opposed to last time?
I mean, it's not my first time being an opponent in Boston. You know, I'm just looking forward to competing with my teammates. And, you know, hopefully we can just keep it strictly basketball. You know, there's no belligerence or any racism going on, subtle racism and people yelling from the crowd. But even if it is, it's part of the nature of the game, and we're just going to focus on what we can control.
Is it something you've experienced in Boston before?
I'm not the only one that could attest to this, but it's just, you know, it is what it is.
The whole world is
good. Ryan Mahoney.
That was before the 4-1 Nets win in the first round of 2021 playoffs. That's only a year ago, right? That's a year and a half ago, right before the series started.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that the bubble series, though?
Was that the bubble series? No.
No, I think it was the season after.
Yeah, they played them in the bubble and they lost.
They lost to the Heat in the bubble series, right?
It was the year after the bubble series.
The year after the bubble series. So it's only a year ago.
Okay.
That was the first round loss to the Heat, and that's Durant in the background. The whole world knows it, he echoes. But that's talking about Durant, the Irving accusation is there have been racist things said from the Boston crowd.
Yeah.
And Durant says the whole world knows it. So let's say your wishes come true, Wiggy. They make a trade for KD.
Right.
How does he handle that? Comes to the podium, Celtics green, has the jersey. Fans are mostly excited, but that quote is hanging out there.
Right.
What does he say?
Yeah, you know, it's, I think he says that I was defending a teammate of mine, and you know, there are places that you go where people say crazy things. And, you know, Boston happened to be one of that, those places. But as I'm learning, you know what? It's not as bad as it is. The same way Kevin Garnett went did it.
He did say nice things about the 2016 quote. Sounds like he really wanted to be here. He played it straight that year.
Yeah, but that's now we're talking. That's 3 years ago.
People don't care, though. I mean, let's be honest. You think people think are really going to give a crap about
people
that?
People care.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, until he puts the jersey on. The same way they cared about AB. Then AB put a Patriots jersey on.
I do love that you go back to that because you are right. Because people did not want AB. Then he was here. People wanted him. Then he was gone. Everyone hated him.
And then they wanted him back. So, I mean, stop it.
Full circle is AB is now the president of Jaylen Brown's new marketing firm.
He has Kanye's Don the Sports.
So AB's probably in his ear about how bad Patriots fans gave him business when he left here.
No, I think I think the Patriots fans, the majority of us were like, oh, they shouldn't have let him go.
At the time, it was that way, but then it was like, he was accused of some bad things.
No, but
the text messages to that girl.
Right, but even then, people were still on his side, like, because they seen what he could do on the field.
And Bill was on his side, that's for sure.
And I think fans were like, oh, they pull the plug on him, give him another chance.
Brady was on his side, too.
Yeah.
Right.
AB signing also was one of those, I remember where I was when it was announced. Like, I was at a BC football game, it was the middle of the game, and it was like the entire stadium found out about it at the same exact time, and people were losing their mind, both in a good way and a bad way. I mean, I was excited.
And then he won a championship with Brady in Tampa. It's like surreal.
And then he took his jersey off and caused an absolute scene the next season.
But guess what? He won a championship, and the Tampa Bay fans have that. So you can act a fool all you want. It's if it gets you a championship, isn't that the ultimate goal?
Now, TC joined Keith Friday and called him a bozo like 100 times. So do you want to put him on?
I would take TC.
TC, you're going to apologize to Rich Keith? That was totally over the line last Friday.
I wouldn't apologize to that buffoon. Let me just tell you something real quick, okay? He's on a high horse. He thinks that I care about when I called him. He's the one that remembered the call, okay? That's number one. Number two, I gave him a tidbit of information that Ryan O'Reilly's hockey stick has a very special curve on it. Uh-huh. And he scored a wraparound goal the night before, and they were giving Rask a hard time. So I was trying to give him a tidbit, something that he'd never know on his own. And you know what his response was? Oh, they have curves on their hockey stick. You know who made an article about his stick the next day? The next day, ESPN.com had an article about Ryan O'Reilly's curve on his stick. Right. But anyways, that's for Keith. I'm calling to talk to you guys.
Yes.
Here's the deal, okay? Here's the deal. Jermaine Wiggins.
Yep.
Super Bowl champion, correct?
Yep.
If you should know more than anyone, Jermaine, that professionalism counts. If Drew Bledsoe wanted to act like these NBA clowns like Durant and Irving, you would never have a title, okay? So the fact that you want a clown like Kevin Durant on your team, nonetheless, you're giving away two very good players to get this bozo. He wanted Irving. He wanted his Nets team a certain way, right? He played 44 games together with those bozos, and he's now crying. He wants something else now? You want a guy like that on your side?
If he can help me win a championship.
He can't, Jermaine. I'm giving you reasons on why he can't win.
Well, you
won a championship.
Let me tell you, TC. Let me tell you something.
The reason you'll never win with Kevin Durant.
You know who helped you win a championship? And he was a bit of a clown, and that sometimes we still go, wait a second, Brad Marchand. He helped you win.
Don't compare Marsh to Kevin.
No. We're talking on the ice, on the ice. Stop it. On the ice, he's licking faces. He's
terrible.
Come on, stop it.
Time out.
Stop it.
You're talking about a guy that would look to his teammate to the left, whether he wants him on his team or not. He'd take a bullet for him.
TC, we're not talking about. We're talking about. We're talking about.
He wanted it his way. He got it his way. Uh-huh. And now he wants another way.
Let me tell TC, unbelievable, and still didn't win. Let me tell you.
We got Goodman coming on.
All right.
TC.
Let me tell TC about. And I wish he would have stayed on for this because I would have loved to hear his thoughts on it. The coach is gone. So it is about the players. It's about making players happy. And in all sports, when players have issues, whether you feel like they're a clown or not, the players ultimately win at the end of the day.
You're right about that. It's getting worse and worse.
Right. And when I say like I don't mean like Marchand's a clown. Like, you know, he does reckless stuff off the ice. But on the ice, he was licking faces.
But he never requested a trade.
No. I'm not saying he did.
He's a Bruin through and through. Durant is a mercenary every year.
But I'm saying players in all sports have clown behavior. But if their clown behavior helps me win a championship, mm-hmm. I'm willing to look the other way. So I'm willing to look the other way when Marchand does things that ultimately put the team in a position where it's in a negative position, right?
All right, we're behind it. Jeff Goodman, NBA insider from Stadium, tells us what he likes the Brogdon trade, but more importantly, would he move Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant? That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.